Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Chris, the feedback is in, and even though Tara didn't do her top 10 list, people loved it.
Oh, okay.
It turns out Shoddy Radio loves puns. So we're going to actually bring Tara on to do her top 10 list. But we have some music before we bring her on, like a little intro. Top 10. Down, down. Tara's top 10. Down, down. We waited through that. All right.
Do we get to hear that every time?
No. So, Tara, are you there?
I'm here. Right. That's the best introduction I've ever had, ever. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I guess, I mean, you obviously know how this works, but we're going to have you come on and read a list, your top 10 puns, and we gave you a category every time for this. And what was this week's category, or this category? I think it was movies turned into...
Board games and movies.
Oh, yeah, board games and movies.
Did Tara come up with these?
It was a collaborative effort. She came up with a lot of them.
Her and who else?
I didn't come up with all of them, though. But just of course, no way. I couldn't be this smart on some of these.
We put together a shoddy radio super pun team that is collaborating on this.
And I'm the voice of it.
Yeah. Producer Brian's involved. There's some people, just some people. Don't worry about it. There's plenty of people. You know all of them.
Are you jealous that you're not on the team? is that
the emotion that's coming through?
so yeah, Chris and Ben, just in case anyone's new to the show, don't like puns, but I happen to love puns.
It's not that I don't like puns. It's that I don't like you.
Well, that's
and
why
you are the one who tells me puns.
That's why I'm bringing Tara on to give the puns to us. So they're delivered in a little bit more palatable fashion.
I don't like puns also.
All right, Tara. So
I'm here to hopefully sway you guys.
Yeah. So this is our top 10 or Tara's top 10 movies turned into board games or board games turned into movies, something like that.
Okay.
Number 10, Fargo Fish.
You get it? Fargo Fish?
Okay.
Let me explain it though. Fargo is a movie and Go Fish is a game. Fargo Fish, just in case anyone didn't get it, because I didn't hear any laughter. That's why I was worried.
All right, I got it. Completely.
All right, ready?
Time. All right, number nine. Okay. Number nine.
Number nine. Scrabble Durham.
Okay.
Number eight. Yahtzee Biscuit. Number seven. Brokeback Gammon.
Okay, that's good.
Chris is just, I gotta tell you something. Chris, you guys know the statue of the Thinker? Like how he's got his head down? Chris looks like a depressed version of the Thinker right now.
I liked Yahtzee Biscuit.
Yeah, that's
Yahtzee Biscuit. Okay, here's one that I made up. Let's see if you like it. Number six, Hungry Hippo Side and Adventure.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was actually the worst one yet.
Are you kidding me? That's a good one.
Okay. Number five. Ooh, no country for old men.
That's the second worst one ever.
Okay, you'll like this one, Chris. Number four is Taboogie Nights.
What do you think of that one, Chris?
I don't like that one. But I don't hate it as much as others that I've hated.
Well, it's only going to get better because these last three are my favorite
ones.
Well,
it better.
Okay, ready? Number three, Twisterminator.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Am I the only one that thinks it should have just been Twister?
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah.
There was debate about that.
Well, those are too easy. That'd be like Clueless.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been the one funny thing that happened during this whole list.
All right.
No, because that's cheating. You have to add them in together.
I agree. It takes no talent.
Okay, here's one of my favorite ones. Ready? Number two, Piction Harry and the Hendersons. No, nothing.
Ben, come on.
And number one, the board game turned into a movie is Earth Girls Are Parcheesi.
What was number eight again?
Number eight was Yahtzee Biscuit.
See, I think the last time we had one of your lists, I like number eight the best also.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I think we should just do number eight last from now on.
I've spent hours trying to figure out board games to turn into movies for Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, I know.
And for Cool Runnings, because I thought that was the only way I could get Chris to buy in. And the closest thing I could find is Bunk Cool Runnings.
I got one. I got a new category. How about juice drinks that are turned into movies? Kool-Aid Runnings.
All right.
I don't think there's any actual juice in Kool-Aid, so.
It's true. What's eating Gilbert grape drink?
That was a great one.
All right. All right, we'll have another list for you guys soon. And thank you for coming on, Tara, and bringing the voice of a girl to the show.
Of a woman.
You're welcome.
Of a woman. Come we had a debate last time about whether you would be offended that I called you a girl instead of a woman.
No, I'm not offended by it at all.
Danny, she's a full-grown, mature, fully developed woman.
Oh, God! So creepy.
What do you mean by fully developed?
Yeah.
Just as a human being.
Do you think that Tara could bear a child, if need be?
I'm willing to find out.
See, Chris, you're willing to make sacrifices for the show. I don't know how that's for
come
the show.
Come back sometime when you don't have a list to read.
Because that's the biggest turnoff of all.
Shoddy Radio.
So another segment we've been talking about doing, this is probably going to be a pretty segment heavy show because we're just trying some stuff out, but we're going to do Ask Farbod, and Farbod of course is our Middle Eastern friend. So we'll bring him on, and we're going to have people call in. They don't have to call in. I'm sorry. Email us, call in, post on Facebook, just questions for Farbod. And then we'll ask him and get advice for them. So I guess I can just play the intro music and we'll bring him on. Farbot, are you there?
Oh my goodness, Danny John. Right now, Danny John, right now, I am inside, I am outside the club. Danny John, I can hear you. So you are called right now. I am step right outside for smoke my cigarettes.
All right, so Farbot, we're going to, you agreed to do this segment because in your country, you're considered a very wise man.
Oh my goodness. Danny John, in my country.
What is your country again?
Iran.
What? Now what?
I'm from Tehran, Iran.
Okay.
I am have a hookah. I have this hookah cafe, Danny John. Hookah cafe is so large, but in the back there is room. This room is so gold, so mahogany, so leather.
So we're gonna have people call in. I'm sorry, just ask you for advice, basically. But we haven't got any questions yet because we haven't really started the segment. But Ben,
I don't know.
But Ben had that question for you. I think he had some parenting advice that he was going to ask you about. So I feel like you'd be pretty good at that.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any kids?
No. They're not mine.
You see, in Iran,
it sounds like you do have kids, but you already know you have kids, but you're making sure that you're not claiming them.
In Iran, you can fuck this bitch and you can give this bitch money.
Okay.
And you can leave.
Okay, so you
I do not have kids.
You're not married and you're not taking care of kids. We'll put it that way.
Ben, my advice for you is more money.
Well, he hasn't asked the question yet.
Yes, that is your answer.
I think that's helpful in general. So Ben, what you have a couple questions, right?
I guess Iran doesn't have Maury Povich.
No.
What he's saying, right? Basically.
They're not going to bring anyone on for any
DNA testing.
DNA testing going on.
So anyways, I have a 6-month-old daughter and she's teething. So I was wondering if you had any advice to help her with her teething.
What is she eating?
She's teething. She's trying
to
cut her teeth through her gums. And it's very painful.
Why you are do this?
No, I'm not doing it. Her body's doing it.
Ben, you are making me so sad. You are talk like bitch. You are making a motherfucking money. You are fuck more beach, and the beach are have teeth.
Well, beach is like 3 hours drive from where I live.
You don't live with your baby.
No,
I do live with her.
Yeah, he lives with.
Oh, but the beach is live 3 hours.
The beach is 3 hours away.
Why your baby live with you and not with the beach?
Okay, I think we're confused.
You do need more money, Ben. You need more money.
Some wires crossed, Ben. When he's saying. He's talking about women here when he's saying.
Oh, bitch. I see a bitch.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, but I don't know that you want to call Sonya that, but we'll leave that alone.
Pump the brakes, Farbod.
Brakes.
Okay, so she's teething. Maybe you should try to explain what that means a little bit more.
It's just basically her teeth aren't cut through her gums yet. So she's trying to break them through her gum. So she's always chewing on things, and it's really painful. So I was wondering if maybe you guys had some... Because I would imagine in Iran, there's not modern-day medicine, so you guys would have...
Like, no, we are. If you are me, you are have everything in Iran. But Ben, what you need to do is wait. Because later, her teeth will be in her mouth, not in her head. And everything will be okay.
Hey, that's pretty good advice.
I see. So it's just patience.
But
no, it's just not now.
I think what Ben is asking is there any sort of, you know, like
home remedies
from Iran that mothers do to sort of calm the baby's nerves and help them with their pain. Here in America, people talk about dabbing whiskey on the baby's gums, but it's nowadays that's almost socially unacceptable. But that was sort of an old home remedy. Yeah,
I know what you are saying. I know what you are saying. When I am here, bad news from Iran with a baby or with a child, I smoke more cigarettes and I go to club. I'm outside the club right now.
Right, we got that.
Everything here is okay. I'm smoke my cigarette. I cannot see my baby. I cannot see the beach. The beach is inside, and she's waiting for me. Everything is good. Ben, you need more money. If when you get your more money, you are go to club, you are smoke a motherfucker cigarette.
So I think his advice, Ben, is just let the women deal with it, and you should be off cheating on your wife. And eventually, her teeth will be in her face.
I feel like you are make a joke of what I am saying, but this is true.
It's not bad advice. No. It's just not really. I guess it's just a cultural difference. It's not really accepted to do that here in the United States. Like Sonia probably wouldn't be happy if Ben ran off. His wife probably would be upset if he, when the baby started crying, he just went to a club and smoked a cigarette.
I don't think it's bad advice at all.
I was wondering when Chris was going to pipe up, and I shouldn't surprise me. It was then.
If you are stay with this beach or you are move for more beach. Later, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, your baby's teeth will be very good.
That makes sense.
So it does not matter. You just need more money.
This seems to be a theme here.
You can never have too much money.
No.
All right. Well, thank you, Farbod. I think that was pretty helpful, Ben.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, Ben.
You know, I was scared to have kids until I heard from Farbod today.
It's Farbod, not Farbod.
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 Farbod. But now I think I could raise a family. Or avoid one.
Yes, if you are have Mercedes, and I am have Mercedes, you can have many family, because a bitch, I love this.
All right, well, thank you, Farbod. I guess we'll when we get more questions, we'll bring you back and, I guess, talk more. But
okay, thank you, Danny John.
You're welcome.
Ben, good luck with your teeth. Good night, Chris. Yes.
Thanks, Farbod.
Yes.
So, Danny, I hacked into Brian's mainframe again recently.
Again?
Fucking hacking in all the time now.
He hasn't changed
easy.
He hasn't changed his password?
Well, he does, but I just keep rehacking him. I'm sort of a hackster. Internet kids, like young kids who study the internet, call me the main hackster.
It's like they combined Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Hulkster.
Yeah, I don't know why they call me that. So, but anyway, there's a nuance. There's a little bit more been added to the script.
We got to say this for Brian. He's not giving up. He keeps working.
No, he isn't. He's diligent.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought we might want to read it. It's just a really small little scene that you wrote.
Okay. Can you email it to me?
Yeah, I can. Clickety clack clack.
Okay. Oh, here we go. I think I just got it. Yeah, here we go. There it is.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll open it up and then we'll read it.
All right. Oh, wow. This is a little bit longer.
I think we'll do like we've been doing. I'll just do the stage notes, and I'll play the part of Brian. And
there's a couple different parts.
There's a couple in this one. I'll play the part of Brian. You also play the part of Punk and Pedestrian.
All right, hang on 1 second though. Let me try to get into character. Hang on, because I'm gonna be playing two different parts.
Okay, I'm gonna start with the. I'll also read the stage notes. I don't know if I said that.
Okay.
Okay, it starts out. outside a copy repair home base building. Some hoodlums are dealing drugs outside. Brian says, I thought I told you crumb bums to stop dealing dope outside of my copy facility. Don't you know that kids play near here?
Fuck off, old man.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm not able to communicate with the dead.
What?
Just then, Brian throws a hella fast jump kick. The punk's head falls off. And then it hits another punk's head, which also falls off. Brian, you've got till the count of zero, ... All of the punk kids run off. Most of them have pissed or shit their pants.
Oh, wait, this is Pedestrian. New character.
Damn, dude. You totally just killed those two guys.
All in a day's work. I hate dope dealers. There's no need to thank me.
I just mean, that's pretty crazy that you killed two people. I mean, holy shit, man. This is fucked up.
It says he vomits all over the place. Good job acting. You shouldn't be drunk in public. Don't you know that kids play near here? Brian kicks him hard in the nuts, and he becomes the first guy ever to die from getting kicked too hard in the nuts. After a while, his head falls off.
Well, that's all he wrote.
Yeah, but that was an exciting scene.
Seriously.
There's a lot of action.
I can imagine that, like, we're just reading it, and I already feel like, you know, my adrenaline's going. Imagine watching that in a movie. That scene would play out well.
You know if it'll be in 3D?
I think it will.
I'm sure it will. All this action, all these nuts and heads falling off.
What's the name of this again? It's Paper Jam? Copy Jam.
I thought it was called Paper Jam.
Printer Jam? Was it Printer Jam?
I think he has a list of, it's a lot of working titles.
Okay. Because he has a band also. The band is like a copy machine based band. I think that's Printer
Jam. I think it's a cover band of an earlier copy machine based band. It's called Carbon Copy.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY now.
This just in.
What this is I'll see you in the funny papers, right?
Right. I'll see you in the funny papers.
Now, should we explain what this is just in case someone's
new? We're just going to read funnies because I just was noticing a while back how fucking funny the comics section of newspapers is. And I just thought, you know what?
We should steal it. You know, right.
Yeah, let's steal these funny jokes and then we'll get a lot of free laughs without having to pay for them. Except I paid 50 cents for this.
I got to say, it is a little weird to me that you still read the paper because I haven't read a paper in, God, 10, 15 years.
I like the feeling of newsprint on my fingers.
Is that true? I mean, do you prefer...
I like reading things like that aren't on the screen.
Because I read everything off of a computer pretty much.
Well, I kick it old school.
So do I.
What's the first funny
All right, this
today?
First one, one of my favorites, it's called Bliss by a guy named Harry Bliss. He writes it. Okay, here we go. Bliss by Harry Bliss. This is a single cell comic, and what we have going on in this panel here, there's a man and a woman. It looks like they're a couple, maybe they're on a date, they're sitting at a table, and the guy is just laughing his head off. He thinks something is really funny, and the woman, she's just giving it this mean ass bitchy stare, like, don't even try to get any with me later, you know, one of those kind of looks.
I know the look.
And then, okay, here's the caption here. Now we're going to find out what's so funny. The guy says, the opera instead of the hockey game? Oh, honey, ha ha, you are hilarious. Because apparently she wanted to go see the opera, but he rather would watch hockey. It's funny because I don't know about you guys, but a lot of girlfriends I've had always want to go to the opera with me.
It seems like it's constantly getting
harassed to go to the opera. Exactly. I just want to watch some hockey.
I know.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good one. This one's called La Cucaracha by Lalo Alcaraz.
This sounds like it has a little bit of a Hispanic flavor.
Now, this one, I read it already, and it's just a funny, timely joke. It's very, like, of the times right now. So, and this is in today's paper, so of course it would be a very timely joke. So, it's a three-panel one, and it's two old guys. I think they're old Mexican guys. And they're sitting on a park bench, and one of them's reading a magazine or a newspaper, some kind of periodical. Uh-huh. And he says... Says here, the richest man in the world is a Mexican. He's saying this to his friend.
Right.
The next panel, he goes on to say, the president is black, and the most famous rapper is a young white fella. And here, the last panel, he says, that his friend says, what's next, an Asian golf star? So... You know how it's funny because traditionally rich people aren't Mexican.
Right.
So no, opposite I get it. Things are funny. The president's usually most of the time he's a white guy.
They're using the timeless sort of put thing.
And golf, you know, rappers are black dudes and golfing people are apparently older white men.
Golfing people?
Yeah. Gentlemen who play golf.
Who's the richest person in the world?
I think it's either Oprah or Tiger Woods.
Well, he said it was a Mexican.
Oh, you mean in the panel?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's a real newspaper he's reading.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but no.
No, Chris is reading a real newspaper.
There was Yeah, the richest guy is a Mexican.
What I'm saying is the guy in the funny is not, it's not an actual news story that he's reading, I think. It was just a setup for the joke.
Oh, I see.
You can't get your news from newspapers in a comic panel, Ben. You can't trust everything you hear there.
Now here's a good one. This one's called Stone Soup by Jan Elliott.
Oh, it's by a girl?
Yeah, yeah.
This should be good.
I'm sure it will be. So this one's four panels.
Oh, good. It's long.
And it's a woman talking to, I guess, her daughter. And she's opening up a bathroom door, and her daughter's in the bathroom, and she says, Holly, are you sick? And then the daughter says, I threw up. Poor baby, do you have a fever? I don't know, my head hurts. And then another woman comes into the room and says, there's a nasty bug going around. And then the mother says, oh goody, everybody wash your hands. And then the other woman who just showed up disappeared, and there's a big bold lettering that says, Barack. And then...
It says what? Wait, sorry.
It says Barack.
Barack, our president?
No, I don't think so. It's just a bunch of letters. And then the woman goes, too late. And then the other lady goes, Alex? That's pretty funny.
I don't even understand that. It wasn't hard for me not to laugh that time because I didn't even understand what was happening.
To be honest with you, I'm really not sure if I understand it either.
I don't get it. What? Alex?
Stone Soup is a little bit, goes over my head a lot of the time.
It's just too smart for you, too intellectual. Chris, what do you think the least your least favorite comic ever was? Because I bet
The Far Side, because it was never funny.
No, I bet we'll all agree. Because you guys all hated Kathy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that thing it used to stress me out when I was 9 years old, how horrible it was.
We weren't really in the demographic they were going for.
No, but I mean, I as I grew older, I realized that's one thing I was right about as a kid, is how bad Kathy was.
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's funny. As a kid, I did hate Kathy. I would read Peanuts and Garfield and Calvin and Hobbes, and I'm like, I guess I'll read Kathy because I'd read everything else.
And then you'd always get mad.
And it'd always be like, why can't I ever find the right pair of shoes? Arg!
All right, well, that was, we'll see you in the funny pages, right? We need to make some music for that.
Yeah, we do.
And say we'll see you in the funny papers. Hey, I'll see you
in the funny papers.